welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. If you have ever watched one of our videos and have gained something from it, would you give us a virtual high five by smashing that like button? Believe it or not, it makes a big difference in the YouTube algorithms. Today, I want to talk to you about something that could change the way you think about wealth building forever. And it all starts with one number, $100,000. Not a million, not 10 million, not retiring at 40. I'm talking to you about the first $100,000. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's longtime partner and one of the sharpest investing minds in the past century, said this: "That first $100,000 is a B word, but you gotta do it. I don't care what you have to do." Now, listen to the man. This isn't a TikTok influencer selling you a dream. This is a billionaire telling you the cold, hard truth. He's saying if you want to be rich, stop daydreaming about yachts and passive income. Focus all of your energy, your discipline, your hustle at getting to $100,000 as fast as you can, because something powerful happens when you do. Let's unpack that. Why does the first $100,000 matter so much? Because it builds three things that compound faster than money: discipline, momentum, and confidence. The first $100,000 is a test. It's a personal financial boot camp. It forces you to budget, to cut back, to find creative income streams. You learn to think differently about money and time. And most importantly, it gives you capital. Because once you have $100,000 and it's working for you, invested in a diversified portfolio or appreciating real estate, generating dividends or rental income, now the game gets easier. Check this out. $100,000 at 10% annual return is $10,000 a year just for owning assets. You're not working for it. It's working for you. And then as you invest more, the money snowballs. $100,000 becomes $200,000, maybe faster than you earn the first $10,000. That's the magic of compounding growth and why Munger was so adamant. Get it done. No excuses. Get to $100,000. Now, let's talk about strategy, because I know what some of you are thinking. $100,000? I can't even save $1,000. I hear you. That's real, but I want you to shift your mindset from "I can't" to "how can I?" Because Munger wasn't suggesting you win the lottery. He was saying get gritty, get smart, get serious. Here's what it takes. Five things I want to share with you. One, cut ruthlessly. You don't need a new car. You need an extra $300 a month to invest. You don't need Uber Eats four nights a week. You need to get ruthless and kill lifestyle inflation. Two, earn aggressively. That might mean a second job, freelancing, flipping furniture, selling digital products, driving Uber, whatever it takes. Your income is your most powerful tool. Maximize it. Three, automate everything. Treat saving like a bill. Pay yourself first. Set up auto transfers to a high-yield savings account or a brokerage account. Make it invisible. Make it non-negotiable. Four, invest consistently. Don't wait for the perfect time. Just start. Open a brokerage account. Invest early and invest often. Dollar cost average. Get that money growing. Five, delay gratification. Understand this. You're not depriving yourself forever. You're buying freedom early. The sacrifices you make now are fueling your future wealth. Look, this isn't just about math. It's about mindset. Munger was telling us that wealth doesn't come to those who dabble. It comes to those who commit. And that first $100,000, that's the ultimate commitment test. It's the phase where most people quit. Why? because the progress is slow. It feels like you're pushing a boulder uphill. You're making sacrifices. You're working harder, but the results are small at first. You save $50, feels like nothing. You invest $200 and the market drops. You feel stuck. But if you stay the course, you'll hit this momentum where everything changes. The boulder starts rolling downhill. You check your accounts and realize, wait a second, this thing is working. You build momentum, and now you're not just saving money, you're building wealth. Let me be clear, this isn't just theory. I've worked with clients who came to me broke, stressed, and full of doubt. They thought $100,000 was impossible. But step by step, decision by decision, we got there. Not overnight, not with magic, but with intention, with hustle, with strategy. And once they hit 100,000, they had options. They had confidence. They had a foundation. If you want to be free financially, not rich on paper, not house poor, but truly wealthy, it starts with the first $100,000. Not 10 million, not a viral side hustle, not hoping for a miracle. $100,000 earned, saved, invested with purpose. So I leave you this challenge. What are you willing to do to hit $100,000? Can you live below your means for the next 2 to 3 years? Can you cut fluff and focus? Can you become obsessed, not with flashy success, but with financial freedom? Charlie Munger gave us a blueprint. Now it's up to us to act on it. Because when you hit that $100,000, you're not just changing your bank account. You're changing your mindset. You're changing your family's future. You're changing your life. Let's go get it. And let me put this huge disclaimer that this doesn't mean that you get off the Dave Ramsey baby steps. Before you dive into this, you must first get your starter emergency fund, get completely out of debt, build your fully funded emergency fund, get focused, and go crazy. Remember, if you've enjoyed this video, we'd really appreciate if you hit that like button right now and share this video with someone who wants to get fired up about building wealth. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.